I'm joined now by RNZ business reporter Nicholas Poynton. Good on, Nicholas, and the Villa Maria winemaker has a new owner.
Yes, Marnie, the Marlborough-based wine company Indevin has agreed to buy the business for an undisclosed sum. Villa Maria has been on the market for some time and its parent, FFWL, went into receivership in May, owing $212 million. If the sale is finalised, Indevin will acquire Villa Maria's operations in Marlborough, Hawke's Bay and Auckland. Indevin chair Greg Tomlinson says it's been in talks to buy the company for 9 months and sees a natural pairing between the two businesses.
It's a great brand. It's got a strong reputation globally. And with the two businesses, it gives a great opportunity for New Zealand to keep building New Zealand's reputation for quality wines and the opportunity for further investment in it, in infrastructure, and more, most importantly, brand awareness.
So what are your plans for the business?
Well, to keep on growing the business and growing New Zealand's reputation for fine wines. We're just going to continue on the path that the Indevin business has been on, and with the Villa business, it gives us some further access to markets that Indevin currently isn't or hasn't got a exposure in.
Greg Tomlinson says it plans to increase investment in Villa Maria to further enhance its reputation for quality. Meanwhile, FFWL's receivers, Calibre Partners, has also entered into a contract to sell 34 hectares of land selling Villa Maria's Auckland winery to Goodman Property Trust for $75 million. A strong housing market has helped to offset continued weakness in the accommodation sector for the CDL, Millennium and Copthorne Hotel Group of companies. Residential property investment concern CDL Investments has posted a first half profit of $21 million, up 51% on last year, driven by the booming housing market. As Nona Peltier reports, that result is helping to support its hotel operating parent.
Millennium and Copthorne's half-year profit is up by a quarter on last year to just over $25 million, but it has contributions from CDL's property developments and sales of Sydney properties to thank for that. The hotel's occupancy rate is slightly down on a year ago. Chief Executive BK Chu says it's a satisfactory result given the lack of foreign visitors, and it's pushing on with upgrades to its hotels in Rotorua and Queenstown in anticipation of a COVID recovery. He says CDL is cautious about the outlook for property development in the second half amid changing demand and mixed market conditions.
Well, small and medium-sized businesses wanting to become accredited employers for the immigration system are being told not to take accreditation for granted. The government's accredited employer work visa scheme is expected to be rolled out next June, giving employers time to get their paperwork in order. But immigration lawyer Aaron Martin at Immigration Law says it isn't just a matter of ticking boxes as it has been in the past. He says businesses will need to prove they have implemented the policies they set out on paper.
There has been a tendency for employers under the old accreditation regime to front up with this suite of very professional-looking HR policies that effectively were created at the time of application. Immigration aren't satisfied with that. Their approach has been, well, where's the evidence that you actually implemented these policies?
Genesis Energy's shares have been dented this morning by an adverse ruling in a dispute over carbon costs. An independent arbitration panel has sided with Australia's Beach Energy over which company should pay the carbon costs of gas supplied to Genesis. For more on the story, here's business editor Giles Beckford.
Genesis says it was expecting to win the dispute and calls the decision disappointing and unexpected. It now has to cover the costs going back to 2018, which will mean a $53 million hit to its operating earnings for the year just ended. It's now expecting they'll fall to $358 million, although it says that shouldn't affect its payment of a final dividend. Genesis says it will cover the extra emissions liability for the next 4 years from its stockpile of carbon credits. At the same time, Genesis is expanding its renewable generation by agreeing to take the output of a planned wind farm in Northland to be built and run by Tilt Renewables, soon to be owned by Mercury Energy.
Time now for an update on the markets, and we're joined by Ed Glennie from Hobson Wealth Partners. Good afternoon to you, Ed. Why don't you give us a bit of a rundown with what's been happening on the local market?
Hi, Nicholas. Yes, look, it's been a relatively active day today. We're currently up 56 points, so that's the NZX 50 growth index, which is a little bit shy of 0.5%. Genesis, who you just touched on in that story, yes, the share price has been dented, approximately 2% down 7 cents, currently at $3.36. Millennium Copthorne actually is stronger today off the back of those results, so currently $2.37, up 4 cents. And the other mover to the downside is the NZX, the exchange, currently 188, down 4 cents.
And look, Ed, the big news of the day across the ditch is that Twitter billionaire Mr. Dorsey has purchased Afterpay. What sort of impact has that had on the market?
Look, the market's much stronger. You're right, Nicholas. That's big news. His other company, in addition to Twitter, is Square. And Square has announced a scrip offer, so that's for shares in their company for Afterpay at approximately $126.21 Australian. Currently, the share price there is at about $118, but it has been higher. So I think we are seeing some profit taking there. And the market is much firmer. So currently, the ASX 200 is 7,464 points. Also, Oil Search announced a merger agreement with Santos, which is, again, big news. And that stock has rallied nearly 7%. So it's currently at $4.07 a share.
And how's the dollar looking?
The dollar against the Aussie has been strengthening of late. So currently the New Zealand dollar is buying 94.89 cents Australian, just shy of 70 cents against the US, so 0.6968, buying 76.4 Japanese yen, 50.13 British pence, and 0.5872 against the euro.
All right, thank you for that, Ed. That's Ed Glennie from Hobson Wealth Partners with an update, with our update on the markets this afternoon. And we'll be back just after the 5:30 headlines with a wrap of the day's news and numbers.